Chapter 26. Joe Marino was a large, self-made man in an expensive suit that was a little tight for him. "What the hell's going on here?" he said when he came into the office. "I didn't do nothing, Dad," Bo Marino said. "Shut up," his father said. "I'll take care of this." Jesse smiled at Abby Taylor, who had come in with Marino. She was dark-haired and good-looking, wearing a well-fitted suit with a short skirt. "Hello, Abby," Jesse said. "How are you?" Abby Taylor said, "I'm fine." "Hey," Marino said, "I'm talking to you." Jesse said, "You are. What the hell's going on?" "This your son?" Jesse said. "Yes. What do you think I'm doing here?" "We've arrested him for possession of a controlled substance with intent to sell, with resisting a lawful order, assault on a police officer, and maybe possession of obscene photographs." "Photographs? That's just a maybe," Jesse said. "Let me see the photographs," Marino said. "Nope," Jesse said. "I got a right to confront my accuser," Marino said. Jesse took in some air and let it out. "Explain it to him, Abby." "Let me see if I can help with this, Mr. Marino." "The bitch sprayed me with mace," Bo said. "Shut up," Marino said. Jesse smiled at Abby and didn't say anything. "You can release Bo to his father," Abby said. Jesse shook his head. "We'll hold him overnight and take him over to district court in the morning." "Jesse," Abby said. "He's 17. He has no previous record. At most, in this instance, he's guilty of a few minor lapses in decorum." "He's a tough kid," Marino said. "He stood up for himself, like I always taught him. Nobody pushes me around. I told him, don't let nobody push you around. I told him, don't take crap from nobody." Jesse nodded pleasantly. He was leaning back in his swivel chair, one foot up on the open bottom drawer of his desk, his hands resting motionless on the desktop. "You're looking at a fucking police brutality suit. I'm telling you that right now." Jesse picked up the phone and spoke to Arthur at the front desk. "Molly still here?" "Good. Send her in." In a moment, Molly opened the door and came in. "This is the cop that roughed up your little boy, Mr. Marino." Marino looked at his son and shook his head disgustedly. "Jesus Christ," he said. "Mr. Marino," Abby Taylor said, "it might go better if you let me talk." "Broads," Marino said and shook his head again. "Thank you, Officer Crane," Jesse said. "You're welcome, Chief Stone," Molly said and turned and left the room. "Jesse," Abby said, "are you really going to keep this boy overnight?" "I am," Jesse said. Turned his chair a little and looked at Bo. "I want you to understand something," Jesse said. "You deny knowing any of the people in those pictures, we'll track them down and find out if that's true. If you are lying to us, you'd be wise to say it now, with your attorney present." "I don't know them," Bo said. "Okay, we'll bring them over to district court first thing," Jesse said, "in case you want to be there." "Can't you do something about this?" Marino said to Abby. "Probably not," Abby said, looking at her watch, "especially this late." "This is bullshit," Marino said. "I'm telling you, make it happen." "Theoretically, that's possible," Abby said, "but in fact, at this hour, I'm not going to find a judge and argue my case and have him issue a writ, so I'm sorry, but Bo will have to spend the night." "Dad?" "You little shit," Marino said to Jesse. "I'm not little," Jesse said. "I'm just not as fat as you." Marino gave him a long stare. "You didn't have that badge," Marino said. "Your kid said the same thing," Jesse said. "Now, unless you want to spend the night here too, why don't you and your attorney go someplace and plan your brutality case?" "She won't be my attorney long," Marino said. "I'm going to find somebody with a pair of balls," by which you mean a man. Abby said. "Okay, since you asked, yeah, a man. I never seen a broad you could count on when it was on the line." Jesse smiled. "You're right," he said to Marino. "She won't be your attorney long."